Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. I'm Delia Farquharson, and do remember you can call in live on 619-639-4621. That's 619-639-4621. It's another, cold day in New York. You'd think spring would be here, but it doesn't seem to be, really. But before we get into our topic for this evening, let me say hello to my guest co-host, my fabulous, awesome husband, Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hello, Delia.
How are you today?
Spring has not arrived. Mm, cool. I think wherever spring went, hurry up and come back. But I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, it's cold outside. So our discussion today is about how do we cope with the unexpected? And I guess we should kind of define unexpected,
Shock and awe.
Shock and awe. things that is out of the norm that you're not anticipating, that you did not have any expectation or anticipation would occur. I guess that's,
So it's not like someone just frightened you. It's more than that, huh?
No, it could be anything. So it could be, something tragic.
Okay.
Or something, anything that you're not expecting.
Right.
Anything that you did not anticipate happening.
Right.
Or that's not what you planned.
Right.
Then that, I think, constitutes.
Right.
An unexpected event. And how do you respond to it? How do, have you had any experiences like that?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you respond?
Yeah. I think for the most part, I would assume, I have personally, and I would assume it's a normal part of life where unexpected events occur, be it even when someone is ill and obviously, have a short time to live beyond whatever diagnosis it might be, even when that person passes away. It's, there's a certain amount of shock that goes with it, or life-changing events that goes along with that. And then others occur in normal course of life. Your question is, how do you deal with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the underlying thing is, it depends on what it is and how you deal with it. I think for the most part is your initial reaction of how are you think, what are you thinking? Are you calm?
Mm.
Are you rational? Are you being reasonable? Are you being thoughtful? Are you, just pausing to assess the situation? To then make a decision in terms of how you actually react and how you then subsequently deal with the life-changing
event. The event.
Or are you just blinded by what just happened and you are just reacting on just sheer gut, on just sheer instinct, on just reacting without thought. And I think, to me, that's what the difference is. Am I taking a moment? Am I taking as long as I need to before I react, be it verbally or taking action physically? Am I calm? Am I thoughtful? Have I processed it? Have I come to a conclusion? Then acting.
Right.
All of that can happen within
minutes,
seconds. But at least you take the time to be thoughtful, assess it, and then plan an action,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just reacting. And again, it all depends on, to me, what it is.
And I think that's a good assessment. I also think that, you know, and this is something that whether the event is expected or unexpected, that trying to remain in the moment
right.
is really important, becomes
right.
really critical. Like,
right.
you know, kind of trying to deal with what's immediate. So, for
right.
example, you know, for me, when I think about unexpected things, you know, the first thing you're going to be assessing for is probably like safety. You know,
mm.
is this a safe situation, right?
Mm.
And then once that's clear, that, you know, there's no... there's no safety risk, then, you know, it seems like everything else can be managed. You know, my auntie who died, Auntie Marie, who used to say, what doesn't cost life doesn't cost anything.
So anything
can be managed, whether it's unexpected or not, you know, in the moment. And I think trying to remain in the moment, okay, so what is it that you need to do right now? You know, I think is a good way to do it. But there are things that can just kind of like...
just rock you.
Yeah,
just
bowl you.
Yeah, just kind of bowl you over and hit you off your thing. You know, and I think those especially... sometimes, you know what? Let's just say that. Sometimes the way that you initiate your first reaction sometimes is critical to the outcome.
Your initial response.
Right. I just feel as if that is true. I can't tell you exactly and give you a specific example, but in my mind, I think how you react, your initial reaction is very important when you are caught off guard.
I think so.
When you, you know, when you have the unexpected at your door, when you have the unexpected in front of you, you know, your initial reaction, how that happens in some way, shape, or form, maybe not significant, but some, you know, somehow affect everything after.
But you know what? I think that's so true because that's kind of like how things go, right? Because things build on each other. So your initial response is going to predict or influence what happens, whether it's, if it influences somebody else or affects somebody else or influence what you do.
Right,
so,
because it affects their response
so
as well.
It's like a domino effect.
Correct.
Yeah, so I mean, I you know, I totally agree that it does, you know, in your initial response, but I think taking the moment, like you said, taking a moment to process becomes really important. So let's give an example. You know, can you think of an example that was unexpected?
No, I can't.
Okay.
So, let me keep thinking, huh?
Yeah. You know, so I've had an experience that was kind of unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I've had, you know, a family member.
I'm still thinking.
A family member who I have not been in contact with for a long time. Just turn up at my door with expectations of, you know, like, you know, of me.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I was not prepared for or willing to accept.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's something that just kind of bowls you over. So you take a moment to kind of, like, process, like, everything just kind of zoop, you know, like, goes through the mind. You take a moment to process. And then, okay, respond. Like you said, the initial response is, okay, well, the person is here, so I have to deal with that first.
Right.
You know, and then gather more information. And I think that's an important part of it. You know, like anything else, it's about assessing the situation, which means gathering more facts. What's really going on?
Right.
You know,
right.
What's really required of me? You know, how do I play into this situation?
Right.
And then making reasonable decisions about what your next steps are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, again, understanding that unexpected things can happen that place great demands on you, on
right.
your time, on
right.
your resources,
right.
but not because they're unexpected. If they're not driven by you,
right.
and it's not your responsibility,
right.
then I guess you have to be mindful of how much you accept in that situation because it's an unexpected situation, it might be an urgent situation. then it might, you know, an emotional response might cause you to respond in a way that might test your own abilities.
Right. Because, you know what, it's interesting you said that. Because if I think about what you're saying, about, you know, your family member, you know, laying on you an unexpected demand or unexpected situation, what is also true is that that person, whatever the situation, has had the opportunity of processing all of these things in their thought and mind before. So they said, all right, I'm going to ask her to build me a bridge to China. If she says yes, da-da-da-da. If she says no, or what are the different ways, or here are the options. You know, so that person has had thought
mm-hmm.
to whatever they're going to lay at you.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So when they present, they are anticipating different reactions from you. All right? So now you're hearing it for the first time, reacting in a way you're saying, oh, my God, it means you. This is desperate and for you, and therefore, okay, fine, no problem. What did you just agree to?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, without thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fine, okay, the answer is yes. So the idea of, you're absolutely right, to be able to step back, look at, ask more questions, get clear, what exactly are you asking me? To build a bridge to China. Is that what you're clearly asking me?
Uh-huh.
Rather than what you think you just heard. You know, so yes, you're absolutely right to be able to step back and get the whole thing, because that person already has thought about it.
Right, right. Know? And I think also, so we look at it from an emotional perspective, right? Like, you know, because like a situation like that, an unexpected situation that requires your participation,
mm-hmm.
might bring with it all kinds of emotions.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Might bring, you know, shock.
Mm-hmm.
Might bring sadness,
right.
It might bring guilt or shame,
right.
It might bring all kinds of emotions.
Right.
And I think also being able to separate those emotions from the situation or kind of like parcel it out becomes really important, you know.
Because it has impact.
Yeah.
It could be life-changing. Someone could show up at your door and say, here, I'm here with my two children. We have to live with you.
Right.
You know, and you said to yourself, oh, my God. You know, or whatever it might be, you know. It's real. It's right in front of you. And it's not just what they're asking. It's now all the other things that come along with this. You know, the implication of saying, no, you're taking on responsibilities of someone that obviously need help, but can you really, truly help them?
Right.
And
yeah.
If you do, what does that do for you?
For you, right.
What does that do to you
and
everyone in your circle?
Right. And I think that's where the relationship becomes really important, because being able to say, for example, having this unexpected situation happen, and then to be able to bring it to you to say, okay, this is what is going on.
Right, right.
You know, so having somebody who you can share it with and who can kind of say, well, yeah, your response is, you know, a reasonable response or an unreasonable response, whatever the case might be,
mm-hmm.
or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But having that source of support for yourself when you have to respond becomes really critical as well.
Yeah, but what about that situation, though, where you're by yourself, you know?
And I think that's why it's important to not respond, because
right.
the fact that this person is dumping this stuff on you, or this situation is being dumped on you,
right.
is going to test, you know, it's going to test all your,
yeah.
you know, coping skills.
Right. It's almost like, in a sense, like if something shows up at your door and you get all of it, then you close the door and say, all right, I'll get back to you. Give me a second. And you take
yeah.
a second, you know?
Yeah.
And you say, all right, sit down for a second. What is it that is being asked of me? What is the implication if I say no? What, you know, and then
what is the implication if I
say
yes?
Yes? Each way. And then open the door again and say, all right.
Okay, now I'm ready, because I've had a moment to process.
Right.
That. And you know what? It's funny you say that, because I've heard of incidents where the families of soldiers who have been killed, when the you know
right,
they
right,
go
right.
to the door,
right.
you know, to present, and they can tell the family
yeah,
members can
up.
Tell,
it's, yeah, it's,
okay, there are people in uniform at my door. That means something.
Right.
But you've had more than one time where I heard the man who delivers the message talk about it, where family members just slam the door,
yeah.
just slam the door.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like a moment of denial.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it, that in itself is really good coping,
right.
because you are taking that physical
right.
moment
right.
to say, okay, you know, let me pause it.
Because it also goes in the sense that it, the shock that you're about to receive. Once you see them, you already know what that means.
Right.
They don't even have to speak. So,
But you have to hear it.
But they haven't said it yet. Mm-hmm. So you're right. So say, closing the door delays what they are going to say. But imagine how hard it must be for those folks who walk around,
yeah.
who do that and deliver that.
Yeah.
That must be so hard.
It is so hard. Yeah. It's almost like dealing with that unexpected on a consistent, continuous basis.
Correct.
You know, but I think that, well, maybe we all face it. We all face it. And before you talked about death, you know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
so many people have had experience with death.
Mm-hmm.
And death is never, you know, losing someone is never easy, no matter, even if it's an anticipated death.
Sure.
It's not easy. But even more so when it's an unexpected death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's hard.
It is hard.
I mean, we have all had those. My first experience of that, I mean, was my uncle. I was 9. And he was shot and killed. And to this day, I remember it was in the middle of the night. When you're a kid, everything is late. But it was like early, probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and someone came into the house to tell my, you know, it's my mom's brother, to tell my parents that my uncle was dead. And it was, to me, it's still unreal. It's like, you know, it was someone who I was very close to. It was my, you know, my dear uncle. And, you know, I remember going through all the waves of emotion in my bed, and I wouldn't cry, and I was so upset, and I was angry, and I was like, you know, but frustrated, like all of those things, and no one to talk to, and nothing to say, and, you know, listening to my mother cry, and you know, and all of that. You know, so yes, when these things happen in an abrupt moment, you know, it's hard. It
yeah.
is very hard.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It is, you know, and as difficult as it was for you,
right.
Imagine, as a child,
as a parent.
So, you know, I mean, I had a similar experience. I was probably 10 or so when my uncle drowned, my mother's brother drowned. And
it was 9.
Yeah, and it was frightening, but because he drowned and we never had a body and we never had a funeral of sorts, we had a service, but we never had a funeral of sorts, it's almost like it never became real.
Right.
So, you know, I think in my mind, and it was probably a coping, that I just imagined that he probably got swallowed into some world underneath, and
mm-hmm.
he lived under the sea like a mermaid or something.
That's a good one.
You know, so, and I guess that was coping as well.
Mm.
You know, but we've all had the experience of the unexpected.
Mm.
And I guess, asking people to take that breath
mm.
when you're faced with whatever the unexpected situation is,
mm-hmm.
is to take that breath, to take that moment that mm. allows you the pause. So not only a physical pause, but a mental pause as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
That says, okay, all right, I have to respond. Assess, do you have to respond now? Does it require an immediate response?
Can I get back to you?
Or can I get back to you, like you said? Can I slam the door?
Yes. And sometimes you should just do it for your own self. You know, just slam the door on your own self. Whatever, I think, you know, the more I talk about this now,
mm-hmm.
I am getting a greater appreciation for that moment that you need to take. You know, the day I heard my father die. You know, whatever it might be, just having that moment to say, okay.
Just to process.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's a big takeaway for this discussion, is that always taking a moment,
mm-hmm.
no matter what the situation is that you're facing, no matter what the
mm-hmm.
circumstances, you
mm-hmm.
know, that requires your response,
mm-hmm.
that because we don't make good decisions as human beings when we do it in haste.
Yeah. It's never good.
Yeah. We don't make good decisions when we do it in haste. So taking that moment and taking that breath, and, you know, one of the things that I taught my, that I teach my consumers, my clients, is that it actually takes at least 10 breaths for you to really process something, right? To really be able to calm down, to kind of change or shift the energy in your body. It takes at least 10 breaths. So that's what I would advise, to take at least 10 breaths, you know, 10 deep breaths in and, you know, breathing out and really kind of connecting with your thoughts, you know.
10?
10. It takes at least 10 breaths.
I'm going to work on that.
Yeah. Because most people, what happens is that physiologically, when you are hit with a shock, you stop breathing.
Yeah.
You know? You stop breathing. You might not realize, or you might just start taking really shallow breaths because your heart's missing a beat.
Then you pass out.
You know, yeah, you might not pass out, but your heart starts missing a beat, and then you're just like, you know, like, whoa, you know, like responding in the moment.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that becomes really important.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I mean, I think when you think about it, though, you go back to the soldier, you know, you just think of families hearing that someone, you know, your son, your daughter, your whatever else, you know, has passed away or something dramatic, or they don't even have to, you know, they are severe and they're critical in the hospital or whatever it might be, you know, like, how over, you know, you can just feel, you can just feel all the blood running out of your head. You can just feel everything just draining out of you, you know, and then having to deal with that, having to, you know, almost as if you want to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
You want to just, I want to just disappear because I want it to go away.
Mm-hmm. And that's coping.
Yeah.
That's coping.
I want it to go away. Is now, how do you then come back, I think? How do you realize what's happening and come back?
Right. I think that's where the breathing can help.
Oh, that's where the breathing.
Right. And that's where staying in the moment can be helpful as well.
Right.
Just kind of really trying to stay in this moment. So not thinking about yesterday or tomorrow or next week or who's got to be buried or who's got to do what, but just kind of staying in this moment, that what needs to happen now.
Right.
And I think that's a lot of times when situations really become overwhelming for folks, is that we tend not to stay in the moment.
Right. Is it okay just to just scream? Because
it
helps you cope with that. Just whatever. Just send it somewhere. Just send the energy somewhere.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, you know.
But whatever you do with the intent of, it's the intent to cope, not to just shut down or internalize and get worse, but just to.
Yeah, because like you said, it's an initial shock.
Yeah.
You know, most of these things are initial shocks. And thankfully, I think that, you know, most of the unexpected things that people go through are not, you know, are often not, you know, so devastating, you know. You know, we go through little unexpected things every day, you know.
Yeah, and you put things in perspective, right? You know, yeah, some are life-changing, some are, you know, in many different ways. And, you know, your son comes home and says, oh, Mom, I got an F. You know, it's maybe surprising,
right.
And so on and so
or
forth.
Or your daughter doesn't get into the college that she wants
and
to.
It's devastating.
It's devastating.
So, you know, there are things that are, they all are important in the moment, but next to something else, it becomes
relative. Right, right. But, again, it's still about taking the moment to respond, and to recognize.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's the takeaway, you know, that's the takeaway. Is that whatever the situation that you're dealing with, unexpected or not, that we really want to process, stay in the moment, you know, seek support. I think seeking support becomes really important. You know, seek the counsel of somebody who you trust or somebody who has been helpful to you in the past, and then see how you can move forward with that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, I think that if nothing else, you know, responding to smaller unexpected situations develops your muscle for you know, develops your ability to cope with them.
Right.
So, you know, practicing that and practicing the skills of that.
That's true.
I think
because it's destined, it's going to happen. Things of different magnitude are going to happen day to day, be it work, life, friends, family, things happen. And as you're right, maybe it's a muscle worth practicing, you know, when something happens, how do I deal with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the dishes fell and the whatever, and how do I react, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it might be. Middle of my favorite game I'm watching and the lights go out. How do I, whatever it might be,
Yeah.
You know, in terms of staying in the moment and then reacting after you've assessed the moment. So yes, so that when the big moment comes, obviously the reaction is going to be, you know, be more involved, and they're going to be, but it's still your reaction, having taken the moment to assess and said, okay,
yeah,
I got this.
Yeah.
I have now screamed. I have now closed the door. I have now allowed my brain to settle. I will now respond. I will now act. I will now do.
Right. And I think that, you know, I mean, given all of those things, that it might still be difficult. It
sure
will
it
still
will be
difficult.
Sure.
But, you know, it becomes, everything, I think, becomes more manageable if we can think about it and be more reasonable and be more temperate in our approach.
Yeah, and I think it does affect the process of while you're going through whatever is it that causing it. Because it's not, you know, for the most part, let's be true. These things that are, you know, that those initial shocks and so on, it just doesn't end there.
No.
You know, it's like, okay, now I'm aware. Now there's a whole bunch of things that need to occur
right. In
terms of resolving or dealing with or managing or whatever. So it's not as if I tell you and that's it. Now I know something needs to go on, and it could take time. And you're going to have good days dealing with it probably. It could be over in a day. It could be over in an hour. It could be over in months. It could take years.
Yeah.
You know? But it all started with that initial.
Yeah. So, you know, I think the takeaways are, you know, we've gone over them, and they're good. You know, staying in the moment is really my critical one. And breathe. Remember who breathes.
Amen.
So until next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at DiscussionDelia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.